I slipped away for one more camp this weekend. I left early enough on Friday so that I would have plenty of time to finish today's service, but that plan got changed around as I ended up sitting in a car dealership waiting for my car to be fixed. By the time it was done, all I had time for was to buy groceries, get to camp, and it wasn't long before the campers were arriving. In the big scheme of things, this may have looked like a storm in a teacup, something minor. But the repercussions were felt at 1 o'clock this morning as I tried to get ready for today. We are in the season of creation in our church year. Every year at harvest time, we raise up the gifts of the earth. We recognize the work that it takes to bring in the crops, and that sometimes things happen beyond our control that impact so much more than the schedule of one day. In ancient times, people of most cultures, not understanding the intricate workings of things such as weather or health, tended to see God at work in all of it. If someone got sick, it was punishment from God for something. If there was bad weather, which could be almost anything, it was seen again as God's punishment. We've grown a little bit since those ancient times. We still don't know why things happen the way they do, but we know that there are many factors that affect the weather and our health, including air pressure, clashing temperature changes, bacteria. But God doesn't punish us with challenges, because that image is of the vengeful God of the Old Testament that fit their struggling and violent cultures. Jesus taught us that God is a loving God, that when the storms of life come our way, God offers us accompaniment, strength, and courage to get through them. Like the survivors of tornadoes, hurricanes, and furious windstorms know, getting through doesn't mean coming out unscathed at the end. It can mean becoming stronger. It can mean that your priorities shift. It can mean that you treasure your family and friends more because of how you stand together. Psalm 29 speaks to us of God's presence in the storms. This ancient song is from that time when people expected God to be in control, although I don't know why, because there was so much violence as countries continually invaded each other. There didn't seem to be much control there, almost as much as there is now. The images shared are powerful. God thundering across the waters, splitting trees, pouring rain. Even in those times, people knew of the love of God, because notice at the end, it says through all of this that God makes people strong. God gives people peace. If we step back a little bit and look at God's bigger picture, instead of seeing God as the source of all storms, we can see God as present with us in all of it. Storms happen, both in reality and in metaphor. Just lately, we have seen hurricanes be created, be uncontrollable, and bring huge disasters. Lives have been lost. Lives have been changed. Humanity, especially in the first world countries, is struggling to consider how they can work to support each other through these storms, or how we can treat the earth with more care to help create less opportunities for some storms to occur. People live through storms in their lives. When someone unexpectedly dies or becomes sick, when expected funding doesn't appear and bills still need to be paid, when tempers flare and words are spoken that hurt and break relationships, these are as hard to live with as any hailstorm. Yet today we learn that God is with us. God travels with us through those storms, and sometimes we don't realize how much the presence of the Holy means to us until we need it. We panic and God says, "We've got this together. Hold on to me." God comforts us, offers us courage, reminds us of the power of love in a world that has many storms and detours. Come to me, all those who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God challenges us to see how we can offer help to others through their storms. God reminds us that we are partners in creation, and that gives us a responsibility to look for ways to make relationships with the earth and God's people healthy and cared for. Love your neighbors as yourself. How would you want the world to react to you, to support you in those stormy moments? God asks us to do that for others. If your house got washed away, your field doesn't offer you the crop you worked for and hoped for, when life rips away your plan and you need to travel a different road, God says, call on me. Talk to me. Let's work together. Love each other. In our creation season, we challenge ourselves to see God's presence in the challenges of the world. We may see that in those who rush to help. We may see that in those who stand by as support when we are ready to accept it. We may see that in the silences of life when we have the chance to hear the voice of the Holy in our heart, saying, "You do your best, I'm doing mine." Together, you and I and God make a great team. Together we can walk through all that life sends us, loving and loved, so that all of God's creation can have abundant life. Thanks be for the love of God shared with us all.